Preface. I have been asked many times by friends to write a book on fundraising. I suppose the reason is that almost everywhere God has placed me has required a financial miracle to avoid utter defeat in the work God had called me to do. At last, I have tried to write something that would especially help leaders who are faced with similar circumstances, a financial miracle or failure in God's program. It has been proven to me again and again that God always has the money for anything He wants done. And He is always ready to channel that money through His people. In this book, I have tried to outline principles that are safe. Principles I have used successfully again and again, where people do not get, quote, buyer's remorse after they have made commitments to God's work. These are simple laws that seem to govern successfully tapping into God's bountiful supply of money for His legitimate work down here. You will find the rules hidden in the stories of fundraising miracles that follow. Some have been forged in deep stress, but they have invariably ended in great rejoicing. If you can find and apply the rules that bring God on the scene, and get His people in touch with Him in their giving, 90% of your problems will be solved. My first experience at raising large amounts of money came when I was director of the Assemblies of God National Radio Department, Revival Time, from 1951 to 1958. In 1953, the General Council in Milwaukee voted to put Revival Time on the ABC Live Network, with a full-time speaker, Dr. C.M. Ward. The money needed to purchase airtime for nearly 400 stations required extensive and ongoing fundraising efforts. My next challenge came when I was voted in as superintendent of the Illinois District of the Assemblies of God in 1960. In need of new headquarters, we purchased the 160-acre Carlinville property the year I was elected. Everything from the ground up had to be developed and funded. This presented quite a challenge, but it must have been God's way of preparing me for my next position. In 1971, I became president of North Central Bible College in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is where I learned the most about the need for large amounts of money. Since then, I have been asked to participate in many fundraising projects for churches and various ministries. Over one four-week period, I raised well over $1 million. That was the only time I ever checked on the amount pledged during a specific time. For some reason, I have never kept a record of what money I raised. Perhaps it's just as well that I didn't. God has helped me to raise large amounts of money without offending people. Because I have tried to keep my approach safe and scriptural, I have been asked again and again to the same place to raise funds. Many times the victory in any situation depends on funding. The final outcome can be won or lost right at that point. That is why I hope my experiences are of some value to people who are struggling over the lack of funds to do what God has called them to do. The principles outlined in this book have been used again and again successfully. These are simply accounts of my experiences and some of the laws that govern successful fundraising. Over the years of being involved in raising money for various churches, colleges, and organizations, I have probably learned more about giving than about fundraising. In fact, learning how to give has been the key to my success in raising large sums of money for projects that have allowed me personally to invest in the kingdom of God. More and more, I realize the truth of Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians 9:7, that God loveth a cheerful giver. My experience has taught me that happy, cheerful givers give more and do not have second thoughts the next day. That truth has led me to build a format for cheerful giving. Anyone who raises money in the easiest way must himself be a giver. He must have learned that it doesn't ever hurt anyone to obey God in giving if the person is sure of God's leading. The fundraiser's main job then is to get God and the people working together on the problem. There are definite laws that govern cheerful giving, and I will try to outline these in the coming pages. The accompanying accounts from my own experiences, all of which can be easily authenticated, will show these laws in action. In the millions of dollars that God in His goodness has helped me to raise, I have tried to do it with the kind of dignity that makes God happy to receive it. I never want to promote anything but happy, enthusiastic, and spontaneous giving. I hope that when you have read these stories of financial victories, your faith will be strengthened to do whatever God has called you to do, regardless of the money involved. Such obedience will affect your life and God's work for all eternity.